Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. In this episode, travel mom and founder of Lux Recess, Robin joins us to talk all about her family adventures in Paris. Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast.
Hi, Shannon.
How are you?
Good, good.
I am so excited to have Robin here today. So I'm going to let Robin tell you a little bit about herself.
Sure. So my name is Robin Hudson. I'm the founder of Lux Recess, which started in 2014. It's a luxury family travel website specifically focused on the best luxury hotels for families. It's grown to being one of the best online resources and Facebook communities for parents who want to share the best places to stay and go with kids. We focus on a more sophisticated side of travel that parents still really enjoy so that they can fold in traveling with kids in a way that they've always enjoyed traveling. I travel with my two children. They were 2 and 7 when I started Lux Recess. They're now 9 and 14. So wow. I have experience traveling a lot with my children. My firstborn, she and I had taken 200 flights by her second birthday together. Most of those I was alone as well because we were visiting family and I was still working as a magazine publisher. So I have a lot of logistical experience and I used to be able to carry a baby in a car seat and a stroller by myself in security where people would go, wow, that was impressive. So
nice work.
Yeah. So it's fun to really talk about my passion, which is luxury hotels and the history of great hotels and the cultural flavor among some of the legendary hotels of the world. But we also just love kicking it back at a beach resort too and taking my kids with us, and they're kids club experts and they are hospitality executives in training.
That is so great. We are going to deep dive into Paris.
Yay. I used to live in Paris. It was where I studied abroad. I had traveled starting my first trip to Europe. My Paris time was very memorable and burned in my brain as a 13-year-old that it was a very exceptional place. So I went a few times in high school and college, lived there, and then continued to travel back there before children. And, you know, taken my kids a few times. We have good friends who live there as well. So we like to incorporate both the tourist experience as well as a more insider experience, knowing people who live there too.
Yeah, that is a great way to be able to experience it. So tell me a little bit about why it's a great place for families to visit.
I think that Paris is an exceptional city. Like, it's globally, it's one of the cities. And forgive me being an art history nerd, but I studied art history in Paris and art, Parisian architecture and French architecture. So the idea of knowing this city and what it has compared to so many, it's a special place. And I think that children get it. One of the things that I found so interesting is that between pop culture, they have a cartoon they watch that takes place in Paris, the films, it was the first geographic icon that my son, when he was maybe 4, was, I want to see the Eiffel Tower. And that's just because it enjoys an iconic stature that even is relevant to little kids. Like, they get it, that it's a big deal. It is a unique place. So that's super fun from a parent's perspective, knowing that your kids are going to get into it and they're looking forward to it and they want to learn about it. But I think that once you get there, Paris is really about really sophisticated pleasures that are so good that even kids rise to the occasion. And I think that that's what's so fun, is that everything is so beautiful or delicious or breathtaking that children will stop and appreciate it. It's not subtle, right? You know, the quality of the food, the quality of the cityscapes with this, looking at over, you know, the Seine, like, they get it and they say, gosh, this is really gorgeous. And so that's why it's a really fun city. For example, Dublin. It's just a really fun city, but like it doesn't have that wow factor visually that's going to translate to kids where they're going to stop and really pay attention to what's around them.
What are the best things to do when in Paris with your kids?
Well, I think that Paris is about food. So I'm going to be a little biased and focus on touring Paris with your palate. And I think that the food there is incredible, whether or not you go to a street vendor and you introduce your kids to a Nutella and banana crepe, right? Like that first real crepe that is really well prepared. It's like, this is what mommy had many nights after many partying experiences in Paris. We would all get crepes at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Love Nutella crepe.
Yes. So you introduce them to things like crepes, but I also think Paris is a great place to introduce them to maybe a once in a childhood fine dining experience. And so the Jules Verne restaurant inside the Eiffel Tower is a no-brainer for that. They only allow children at lunchtime. And I had made a reservation. It's a prefix menu so that the children and the adults will have set three courses for a specific fee. It is absolutely worth it. And if you allocate your budget so that you stay somewhere where that meal can still be part of the trip experience, we had something incredibly memorable. And we stood in line. There's a place that you go that you get right to the base of the Eiffel Tower, and the security will meet you for the restaurant at this pickup place. And you're escorted to a private elevator directly up to the restaurant. And there actually were quite a few other kids. There was a couple who waited in line to go into the restaurant behind us. And when they saw that we had two children, they absolutely gave that, oh man, look to each other. They looked really disappointed that they were going to be with kids. But the thing is, you know, we care a lot about restaurant behavior. So my kids are pretty well behaved in restaurants. And so, you know, we didn't make any noise, you know, beyond our table. And we proceeded to have a meal that was customized for kids, customized for adults, but all in Alain Ducasse, you know, menu. It was exceptional. And that couple came up to us during dessert and said, we confess that we were really worried about sitting next to you, but watching your children enjoy this meal turned out to be our favorite experience of this whole thing. And I think it's a testament to the quality of the food, the presentation and the service and the view. And it was a great way for children, and the meal was paced well for lunch. It was a great experience for them. And my kids got excellent feedback for being on good behavior. So it was just like a win-win all around. Once you're there as diners during lunch, you have access to the Eiffel Tower balcony that they're at, which is really a good enough balcony. You don't really need to go to the top. So if you think about how much you would pay for the elevator ticket for the sightseeing experience, you get this meal plus that for free without any lines. So that's just like an additional value tip. So we found that experience. We did that on the first day, not the day we arrived, but the very first next day to do. And it just set the tone incredibly well. It was great.
That sounds fantastic.
The other thing that is a very memorable thing to do with children is that they have tuk-tuk tours. And the tuk-tuk tours are the open golf cart tours. And they create a very highlight itinerary that goes around a loop that's either 45 minutes to an hour and a half, I believe. And they're private. And so it was also very affordable as a private experience. And we met our tuk-tuk driver, circled the entire city. And he was great where he was such a nice guy. He would pause and let us hop out really quickly to take a picture and then hop back on if we had wanted to. But being in an open golf cart on the streets of Paris on a beautiful June day was magical. But it also gave the kids right on our first day an appreciation for the greatest hits of the city. And it quenched their thirst of, that was so cool. Can we go back there?
That's such a great idea.
Yeah. And that's super affordable. So if you skip the Eiffel Tower, do the tuk-tuk tour and get lots of crepes instead.
Yeah, that's so great. So what did they want to go back and see? What really jumped out at them?
Well, we got to go back to the Eiffel Tower area for our lunch. And then they really loved going along the river and then going to Île de la Cité, which is the island with Notre Dame and Saint-Chapelle and those other landmarks. They could tell that that had a really old and mysterious vibe, you know, they could sense mm-hmm. that. And so they were right. drawn to it as well.
So other great restaurant experiences that you would recommend?
I think that with Paris, a great tip that one of my contributors had told me, she travels there a lot with her kids, is that the Michelin guides have a second category of their gourmand restaurants. And most of these are budget friendly, but still gourmet. And so they're going to focus on the family bistro in each neighborhood, as opposed to the Michelin 4-star restaurants. So we used those and focused on whenever we were in a neighborhood, what was the one nearby, you know, just looking at my phone. So we focused a lot on spontaneous meals.
That's a great idea.
But the other tip I would give to Paris as a travel writer, and I have a career in experiential marketing. So I'm always thinking about the experience a family does and how do you pace a vacation? Because you have to pace it well to keep everyone engaged, and you can't maintain the same level of sightseeing. We then made sure that we actually spent a day out at Versailles, where there is a Waldorf Astoria property, the Trianon Palace. We booked a room there for 2 nights, I believe, and we dedicated 1 full day to Versailles and what you can do there, because in addition to touring the palace, which actually we never got inside because we were really? So busy. My husband was like, we've just spent 36 hours here and we never went in the palace.
However, what else did you do?
Well, they have a golf cart tour of the gardens that was fantastic for the kids. So my husband and daughter did Segway tours of the gardens. The Waldorf Astoria has an incredible indoor pool. So kids still need that physical day to let out some steam. So it was a perfect way for them to have a really active time. And then we just enjoyed, you know, some room service meals to recuperate, because that's also right when the jet lag hit. So that first day we hit Paris with enthusiasm. Then we went out and sort of got to rest and also exert ourselves. And then that means that when we went back to Paris, everyone had really adapted well to European time. And we had a lot of energy to go back and do more touring and experiences.
That's a really good idea.
And it was very easy just to get out, even with our luggage, because we just used Uber. It wasn't a big deal to take that. And then within Versailles, that was super fun because it's a charming suburban town outside of Paris. We walked around Versailles and we went out to different restaurants, had more of an authentic experience going to the restaurants and the pharmacies, where we weren't actually surrounded by many American tourists at that point. We were surrounded by mostly French people.
I love that idea.
This was not open when we were there during our dates, but they also have, if you have younger children, they do have a seasonal kids club. So I can imagine if my kids had been younger, that would have been a really welcome break to let the 4 and 8-year-olds go and play for a couple of hours with supervision, just for the parents to get a little bit of a nap.
Great. Well, since you know so much about Paris, what is your favorite arrondissement? I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but...
No, that was good. I think I'm partial to where I lived when I was a student, which is the 15th. So I like the 15th and the 7th. So I like that area because it doesn't feel as touristy as the Right Bank. I've never been drawn much to the Right Bank, but I like just wandering the neighborhoods, and particularly around the Rodin Museum, which is a great museum to take kids. If you don't make it all the way out to Versailles, they have a beautiful private grounds that if you have toddlers or kids who are stroller age, it's a great place to go and let them out of the stroller and just roam. And the gardens are so lovely that chasing them around those gardens will still make you feel like you're on vacation.
Gorgeous backdrop for it.
We have a lot of friends who live there. They all live in the Marais district. In the 4th, which is like the very trendy area. It's got a lot of great restaurants.
Lots of great restaurants.
So that area is also fantastic too.
I love the shopping there too. Yeah.
Right. And you can do a lot of independent boutique shopping and things like that. So that's a very popular area to go. I think I just prefer the nostalgia of the neighborhoods that I fell in love with the city.
Have you taken your kids to explore those areas as well?
Yes, absolutely. So we did that on the last trip too. And we did do something that was really worth it as well. There are great companies that specialize in children's tours of the Musée d'Orsay and the Louvre. And we did both of those. We worked with a company that specializes in children's museum tours. And the tour guide really sort of makes or breaks it. The majority of their tour guides are art historians or historians, but they have catered something to kids. And that was exceptional. Interestingly, the Louvre experience did not focus on the more common galleries, even though we did swoop through them. They knew how to direct us to galleries that would have very few people in them. And it was the summertime, and the museums are not all consistently air conditioned in the same way. Some rooms and galleries in the Louvre are not air conditioned. So it was really helpful to go in and go out of the Louvre in a way that was never stressful. It was just, it felt very VIP, but the kids just had a ball.
And oh, that's great.
We love the content too.
That's so fantastic. What a lovely stroll through Paris you've just given us. That is so fantastic. So next trip you're dreaming about or planning?
Just like literally a week before everything slowed down. We had just visited two bucket list hotels for me in Ireland, two fantastic castle hotels, which were Ashford Castle and Drumlin Castle. So those were beautiful. And so my kids are really ready to go back to Ireland, because to them, that's like getting back to Ireland sort of represents getting back to our life pre-COVID. However, I also, the trip that we missed out on that we canceled, we were going to explore in depth the Riviera Maya in Mexico. And there are actually a lot of different, we love resorts too. So it's not always about art history and food.
Right.
But in Mexico, actually, we had found a lot of cooking lessons and experiences. And so just going and covering that area and trying to make the beach experience and the resort experience have a little bit more of a sophisticated takeaway.
Yeah, add those layers to it.
Yes.
What a great idea. Oh, fantastic. You work a lot with families, obviously, and then you love traveling with your children. Why do you think traveling with kids is so important?
I think it's critical for a few things. I have another project that is near and dear to my heart. My sister-in-law, who is a therapist and one of like the leading anxiety specialists helping families. There are three key components and traits you develop in children that can help protect them from mental health issues later. And if you raise children that have autonomy, problem-solving, and flexibility skills, their rates of anxiety and depression will plummet. And so it couldn't be more critical to use travel as a classroom of not being in control of what will happen. How do you respond to things that you can't control and that are uncertain? How do you problem solve when you're faced with something that you didn't think was going to happen, happened? And then also, how do you learn to be your own critic or be your own tastemaker? And that's one of the things that's so fun about Paris is, kids, let's go to buy this beautiful box of macaroons at Galerie Lafayette and try each one and tell me what the best flavor is. You know, give them a sense that their own taste is important.
Mm-hmm.
So I just threw a lot in that answer, but I think
that is so, so remarkable. You're so right.
So that is why travel, if you take advantage of it and leverage it well, the best souvenirs of it are really healthy adults. It's not so much about ticking a country off your checklist, which I think can be really missing the point personally. I know a lot of travel writers and bloggers who, and families who are like, we have 47 states and 50 to go. But if you're not happy on that journey and you're not connecting on that journey, what was the point? Like, if you're going to take that journey, take it to, it makes you go somewhere to a better emotional place, and it increases your connection as a family, and it makes you deal with life in a happier way.
Totally. That was beautifully said, Robin. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much, Robin, for joining us. And if people want to find you, tell us where they can find you.
Sure. The podcast for helping parents manage anxiety and big feelings is called Flusterclux. And that is Flusterclux with an X. And then my website is called Lux Recess.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you for joining us, Robin, and sharing your family adventures in Paris. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes.
head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for all the specifics from this episode and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together again on the next episode. Adventure awaits!